This is the Sun Radio Regional Report. I'm Kevin Connor. We touch on topics of interest and importance to people here in Central Texas. I found this very interesting, and I think it's important, too. It's the State of the Hill Country. Joining me today, John Rooney, who's the manager of the Texas Hill Country Conservation Network, a whole network of organizations that are concerned with the Texas Hill Country and what's happening to it. It seems like, if we could sum this up, our Texas Hill Country is being loved to death.
Yeah, Kevin, I think you have it right there. There's just, for a very good reason, lots and lots of people are moving to the area. The secret's out. People know that the Texas Hill Country is just a stunningly beautiful place to live and play. And we, unfortunately, are just growing in a way that is not necessarily sustainable for the region.
The report is called The State of the Hill Country. And it is available online at hillcountryalliance.org. A lot of graphics, a lot of maps, a lot of charts that are fairly, I think, easy to digest to find out what's going on here. The building of the report has been several years in the making. Who made it?
It's a great question, Kevin. So the graphics that you described, I have to give a huge shout out to our partners at Siglo Group. They're real maestros when it comes to data and mapping and the kinds of graphics that you alluded to there. And then the other entity behind the report is the Texas Hill Country Conservation Network. That network is a partnership of several dozen organizations ranging from conservation nonprofits to government agencies to academic institutions, all concerned with protecting the natural resources of the region.
So there are 8 metrics that are used in this report. In general, what are they?
Yeah, so they're all concerned with either natural resources or the actual physical growth the region is seeing and ways that we are trying to address that. So we've got a number of water-related metrics looking at things like spring flow, things like water quality, looking at the pristine streams in our region. We're looking at things like acres conserved versus acres developed. We're looking at things like the quality of our night skies. And we're also looking at things like population growth in unincorporated areas and just the amount that we are investing in conservation in the region.
Talking with John Rooney, manager of the Texas Hill Country Conservation Network. And that was the thing that really came home for me. Population growth in unincorporated areas. So this may not be the city of Bernie, but the county in which Bernie is in. And there was a point that the city of Bandera has not grown all that much, but the unincorporated areas around it have grown exponentially. And that has a lot to do with the fact that the counties lack the authority to do land use planning or to set development standards in unincorporated areas. They can't do anything.
Yeah, you're right. And, just to put this in even starker terms, Texas is the only state in the union that doesn't give its counties those kinds of tools. We often say that those are tools in the toolbox that are just lacking for our counties to be able to thoughtfully plan for and manage the growth they're seeing. So unfortunately, in many, many cases, counties are, they almost have to put their hands up and say, there's nothing we can really do right now. And the only solution to that is for the Texas legislature to give counties those tools.
And so the counties need that authority just to plan better. And I would imagine that there's a whole lot of money spent by developers with the members of the legislature to keep it open like this so that they can build almost wherever they want to, basically suburbanizing parts of the Hill Country.
Right. And, one of the reasons that this is so important is that we're seeing, not only the fracturing or subdivision of ranches and farmland in the area that we rely on, both for their production, but also for the ecosystem services they provide, things like aquifer recharge, a habitat for wildlife. From a quality of life perspective, some of those vistas that we are so well known for and love here. But also, we're looking at a situation where people and the people residing in this area and, all of our elected officials, we're seeing just completely incompatible land uses. Things like concrete batch plants popping up right next to schools that just don't make sense from even just something as basic as a public health perspective.
Right.
You know, we are not opposed to growth. Everyone who wants to live in the Hill Country has a right to live here. We are for smart, thoughtful growth that protects people's public health, that protects the environment here that we rely on. One thing that I think sometimes is often not discussed as much as it should be is that we're an area that relies very heavily on groundwater, whether it's for people's wells outside of cities or for farming or ranching production. Increasingly, we're seeing more and more straws going into those aquifers in ways that are just not going to be sustainable in the long term. And something that gives me a lot of pause is we're speeding towards a place where the impact we're having on the environment is going to be perhaps impossible to reverse.
Again, we're talking with John Rooney from the Texas Hill Country Conservation Network. Straws going into the water system, the aquifer, but also because of our geography, a lot more that goes on in the land ends up down in the water system.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's all very interconnected.
And kind of sensitive. It's kind of a sensitive environment.
Oh, and extremely. I think people in the region, I think, almost inherently get that. You know, we live in a region that's sometimes prone to flooding. You know, many people, especially in Austin and kind of north-northwest of Austin, experienced the impacts of some of the Llano River flooding a couple years back.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to overstate just how interconnected land and water are here in the Hill Country.
Flash Flood Alley.
Exactly.
Which is really a term that only I started hearing a couple of years ago. Water is several of the metrics that are used in the State of the Hill Country study, but also land use. As we said, developers are creating either ranchettes, taking a ranch and dividing them up into maybe 5-acre ranchette. Who wouldn't like to have a nice little 5-acre piece of land out in the Hill Country? Other developers are making more of a traditional suburban community, again, in an unincorporated area. And there's a lot of demands on the water system, on infrastructure, on school systems. These people mm-hmm. spend a lot of money. They move out to the Hill Country and they say, hey, where are our kids going to go to school?
And right. They're expecting the same things everyone else does.
Yeah. The same services that they would get if they were in the suburbs of Austin or San Antonio.
Exactly. But again, that growth is just not happening in a way that where counties are able to easily provide those services. You know, something that we really try to promote, Kevin, or something that is often referred to as low impact development or conservation development, where, you know, say those housing developments are much more focused in on a specific part of land. You know, let's say there is a 500-acre development. You know, we want to really cluster housing and services in one area such that the vast majority of that land remains open and can provide the ecosystem services that we rely on. Again, there's certainly not anti-growth, but there's much smarter ways to grow than what we are doing right now.
The older traditional ranch can be turned into conservation land and still be a working ranch, right?
In many cases, yeah. There's, I think, a lot of examples of that. So much of that in many ways can come down to the landowner's wishes and desires, right? 95% of the land in Texas is privately owned. But in many cases, there are landowners that have been, you know, they and their families have been proud stewards of the land for generations, and they care an awful lot about that and their legacy. And they'll work with organizations like land trusts to put their properties under what's called conservation easement, which limits the amount of development that can happen on the land in perpetuity. In some cases, public access is allowed with that. Not in all, probably not even in the majority, but that is something that can happen.
And are they still able to make their livelihood on that land when it's a conservation easement?
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Well, there you go. And these are people, like you said, who have been part of the Hill Country for, their families have been part of it for generations. I was shocked when I found out that only 5% of land in the Hill Country overall is conservation land. It seems like we have a lot more, a higher percentage here in the greater Austin area, and reading your report, pretty high in San Antonio and heading west out towards Medina County in that area. but there's a whole bunch of the hill country where there's very, very little conservation land of any kind.
Yeah, you're right. And again, so much of that comes back to the history of Texas as a private land state. You know, the state of Texas, you know, even back after the early independence war, that so much of what they did to help, you know, pay off debts was to give people land. So even going back to the founding of the state, it's just been very, very different here in Texas than in other parts of the country. But you're right, very little of the land is held publicly. And as we think about achieving the goals we have for protecting the natural resources of the state, I think one piece of it is going to be increasing the amount of land that is held publicly, you know, through landowners interested and willing to give that land over to the public. But I think a big part of it is going to be private landowners continuing to do what they do to steward their lands in a way, you know, whether it be through a conservation easement is certainly the biggest tool in the toolbox, you know, to steward their lands in a way that help protect them in perpetuity.
We're talking about the state of the Hill Country with John Rooney from the Texas Hill Country Conservation Network. The whole report can be found on hillcountryalliance.org, and I'll put a link up on our website to that. Who would be opposed to a report like this and to the recommendations in the report?
You know, Kevin, I certainly hope no one would be opposed. I think, you know, even some of the industries that we sometimes point to as, you know, not being necessarily friendly to conservation or towards natural resource protection, I believe stand to benefit from us advancing the state of protecting our natural resources. You know, in the long term, if we don't get this right, it's not going to be a region that people want to live in. So suddenly it's not going to make much sense to have development or other industry in the region, because it's, if we ruin our water supply through the discharge of treated wastewater into it, if we, you know, subdivide the land so much that wildlife can't survive, that, you know, we've paved over so much that the aquifers aren't recharging, you know, that's it's certainly a bit of a doomsday scenario, but it's also not terribly hard to imagine as we're facing the changing climate and just seeing the rate of change going on in the region.
Have you had a response from leaders on the county level about this report?
Yeah, we have had some, and we're really looking to take it even further. When we launched this report, we held a media briefing where we also invited a number, I think every county commissioner, and a number of them did attend. We're hoping to, you know, sit down with as many of them as will take meetings with us and share this with them. And we've also even had some conversations with people who are interested in running or are currently running for a county elected position and interested in learning more about what they can do. So I am hopeful just based on the response we've been able to get. You know, again, more so than even the county level, the folks that, you know, the hearts and minds we're really hoping to change in addition to the county level are, is really the state level.
Right.
Because without some of those tools that only the state can provide to counties, counties really do have their hands tied behind their backs when it comes to addressing this.
So is there any hope for progress on that front that members of the state legislature will say, hey, we need to give our counties authority and land use planning and development standards that most counties across the country have? Is there any groundswell for that at all?
You know, we're starting to see some. There was a bill introduced in the last session that would have given, I think, at least Kendall County, but maybe counties throughout the Hill Country, expanded authority, expanded tools. You know, I'm hopeful that as we continue to meet with and talk with legislators throughout the region and throughout the state, they'll recognize a couple of things. One, these local elected officials know best what it is that their residents need, and hopefully the party of local control will see fit to give counties that, you know, those tools and that ability. And then also, I think we can hopefully help drive home the message that the Hill Country is, as you mentioned earlier, Kevin, a kind of a unique and sensitive region that needs some of these tools in a way that perhaps the rest of the state doesn't, or at least not to the same degree.
Looking at some of the the graphs and the statistics in the report, it seems that the growth is highest in certain counties, kind of almost off the charts. It looks like Comal County is one of those. What other counties are kind of in trouble right now?
Yeah, well, you know, some of the fastest growing counties in the whole nation are here in the Hill Country, Kevin. We definitely look at Comal County. Hays County is seeing just absolute record growth, as is Kendall County. And then there are a number of smaller counties, too, that are maybe adjacent to places like Kendall or Bexar County that are seeing, I think, growth they could have never imagined. You know, we're talking about places like Blanco, right. Talking about some, you know, like Bandera, really places that for quite a long time were very rural, but are seeing increasing numbers of people moving in.
Yeah, I think Bandera is the cowboy capital of the world.
That's right.
Not the ranchette.
We want to keep it that way, right? We don't want to change it.
But again, as we were saying before, those counties don't have the authority to manage that growth or plan for that growth. What happens now? You put out this report.
Yeah.
What do you do with it? How do you get people to pay attention to it?
It's a great question. So we've been really fortunate. This report's gotten some really wonderful coverage. In addition to this interview we're doing now, we've had a number of pieces in both major San Antonio and Austin regional outlets, and also a number of just Hill Country outlets have been covering the report. So we're looking to do two things, really. One is help kind of spread the word to folks in the region that this is what's going on, this is where we are, but also, to your point earlier, there is hope. There are things we can do and things we should do. And then in addition to just helping to spread the word and helping build public support for these sorts of things, kind of the right alongside of that, we're going to be meeting with county commissioners and hopefully our state legislators to help share this message and hopefully, in addition to the public, help really raise the profile of these issues and create a sense of urgency for action.
Well, John, like you said right at the start of our conversation, it's not that the organizations in the Texas Hill Country Conservation Network are opposed to people moving to the Hill Country. You just want to do it smarter.
Everyone who moves here, there should almost be a welcome packet saying, hey, this is how you care for the place.
Right.
Similar welcome packet needs to be given to the people, you know, help continuing to develop the region. Kevin, I should have done this earlier, but in addition to the website you mentioned earlier, if folks want to learn more, they can go to ourtxhillcountry.org. Our Texas Hill Country. So that'll take you right to the report and able to learn more about it. Certainly lots of information on the Hill Country Alliance site, but this is a report of the network, and then I'll take you right to network specific stuff. The Hill Country is unlike anywhere else on Earth, right? There are species here that live nowhere else. It truly is a unique and special place. And kind of my call to everyone who listens to this is, I hope that this ring some alarm bells for you, that you get involved, that you reach out to organizations near you to support them, that you reach out to your elected officials and let them know this is something you care about. And, you know, this is a real call to action. You know, we can either work together to protect this place that we love, or we'll go down a road that what's so special may be lost forever. And I certainly hope we choose otherwise.
John Rooney, who is the manager of the Texas Hill Country Conservation Network. And again, it's called the State of the Hill Country. And I appreciate your time, John. And thank you for sharing this information with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for listening to the Sun Radio Regional Report. If you have comments about today's program, love to hear them. studio@sunradio.com. And also suggestions for topics that you would like to hear addressed. Again, studio@sunradio.com.